Tightening budgets and more efficient operation have many school systems across the state considering alternatives to managing the school year. Caldwell Parish Superintendent John Sarton says proposed cuts to the minimum foundation program by the state legislature caused their board to first consider a four-day plan in 2006. Surveys from parents showed an 83% approval of adopting a four-day week at that time. The cuts, however, did not occur, and the district maintained a regular week. Then, during the 2007-08 school year, rising oil prices and a slowing economy renewed the idea. Sarton says the community identified with the economic situation the school district was facing.
They were having to face the same thing that the school system was with their personal expenses and having to use much more money for transportation costs. This time when the surveys came in, we had 93% of our school community that wanted to move to the four-day school week. When we brought those figures back to the board said, we want to try this.
Caldwell's school system includes one high school, one middle school, four elementary schools, and a parish-wide pre-kindergarten facility. The district attends Tuesday through Friday. Sarton says not being in session on Monday has benefited the system in additional areas.
One of the areas that we had really not anticipated saving money in was substitutes. Because our teachers were in the classroom more, they were scheduling their appointments just as we had asked them to do on the Monday that we're off. And because of that, we had better teacher attendance, better student attendance. We also found that in the community, this was received very well by people who had dance for our students. They said, we can have our classes on Monday.
Economic factors continue to strain state government funding for education, leaving school systems to look for ways to operate within budget. Ouachita Parish School System Superintendent Bob Weber says the concept of a four-day week continues to be researched for future consideration.
We want to do the research and have it ready. We know that this next year, financially, the 2010-2011 school year is going to be a tough year. Our retirement cost is going up $6.2 million, and that's money from us straight out of our general fund that we're not getting any extra money from the state for. I really don't believe this will be anything that happens this August. But if the projections are correct and the next school year, the 2011-2012 school year, is even worse, then we will have to take some drastic measures.
A shorter week would create various savings for the system. Three larger areas of reductions would occur in food service, transportation, and utilities.
Look at past electric bills, water bills, gas bills, things of that sort. And we've already done that and found just in utilities, by going to the four-day week, we would save about $750,000 per year.
Weber says even with the financial benefit of going to a four-day week, there are two greater considerations that take priority in the evaluation process.
The two most important factors that would say, no, we don't need to do this is child care factor for the elementary parents, and then, of course, you know, is this the best thing for kids' education?
Sarton says with several school holidays already occurring on Monday in programs the Caldwell Parish System coordinates for its students on a few Mondays during the year, parents would have less conflict in caring for their children on the additional day off. He says evaluation of student performance and assessment is foremost in continuing on a four-day week.
The most important statistic that we look at, and every year has to stand on its own, is whether our students are successful or not. I stress to all of our groups, as well as I tell them, be sure you stress it to our students, that if they want to continue on the four-day school week, then we must continue to have success for our students.
Weber says if the option of a four-day plan is pursued in Ouachita Parish, everyone will have the opportunity to comment on such a proposal.
Everybody will have input. Everybody will have a say, and I don't think the board will jump into this without some recommendations from folks like myself and others in the community.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.